If you've driven across America much, you might have seen a sign at one point that says Wahl Drug Store. It's in Wahl, South Dakota. They advertise all over the country. I was even in Singapore years ago. I saw an arrow pointing west. It said something like, Wahl Drug Store, 10,000 miles. This once little drug store in an unknown town grew into a major tourist attraction. On some days, I've heard they'll draw like 20,000 people. But it wasn't always that way. In 1931, a young pharmacist and his wife bought the drugstore in Wahl, a dusty little town on the edge of the Badlands. And for 5 years, they barely eked out a living. They were on the verge of giving up. And then the druggist's wife had an idea. Because of the new Mount Rushmore attraction, lots of cars were going by, but they weren't stopping. Her idea? Advertise the one thing those travelers needed after driving across that hot prairie in the 1930s. Ice water. Yep. So they put out signs for free ice water, and people began to stop. The rest is history. Here's what the couple said looking back over the years at the amazing things that had happened. No matter where you live, you can succeed, because wherever you are, you can reach out to other people with something they need. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about why customers aren't coming. People weren't coming when all the drugstore did was sell their products. But people started pouring in when that store identified a need those people had and started doing something about it. Jesus was doing that with people 2,000 years ago. Yep. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from John 4, verse 6. Jesus was giving the Samaritans a chance to know him as their Savior. And believe me, it was going to be a hard sell. He's a Jew, and the Samaritans don't like Jews. They're very into their religion. As Jesus enters the area, he meets a hardened Samaritan woman at a well where they both stop for a drink. Does he come up and say, "How do you do? I'm the Messiah." It says this, "When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, 'Will you give me a drink?'" Verse 10, Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." He starts by talking about a need she has. Water. That's why she's at the well. Not necessarily ice water in this case, but water. In verse 13, Jesus says, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst." Her reaction, "Sir, give me this water." Jesus ends up talking about eternal life and this woman's endless search for love in her relationships with men. And then he gently leads her to deal with the sin in those relationships. Eventually, this woman gets her whole village to come out and meet Jesus. How did it all start? By Jesus identifying a need that the woman cared about and using it to turn her attention to a Savior. Question, how can there be so many Christians and so few lost people coming to Christ or even coming to church or to Christian meetings? We're selling our product, the good news of Jesus, but they drive right by. They don't care about sin. So they don't care about what Jesus did for sin. But would they start coming if we identified the need they feel and started doing something about it? If we began helping them be a husband or a wife or a parent, offering services that would meet the needs of local teenagers? And in our personal witness, would more people listen if we took an interest in their felt needs? If we told them what a difference Jesus makes for our loneliness, our emptiness, our brokenness, the pain of our past? It's not about changing the gospel, no. It's about changing our starting point to get to the gospel. Jesus knew the closed hearts open when you start with a need that matters to them. When it comes to interesting people in the Savior who died for them, you really can succeed wherever you are if you reach out to them with something they need.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.